broken this morning, and that is the Parkin IPO. Hotly awaited, the latest from the RTA garage has been announced. The ads are in the papers. We are joined by the veteran investor of Global Capital Partners, Sameer Lakhani. Sameer, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Okay, so hugely awaited following Sulik and the taxis, the Parkin IPO. Given what we've seen for the other two RTA spin-offs, what would you expect to see in subscription for this one?
No surprise. I think it's going to be record subscriptions, especially given the performance of Sulik and Dubai Taxi. Yeah, I think it's probably going to be subscribed within the first hour itself. At this stage of the IPO process, I think that's of no surprise. Investors know that the interest is very strong, and it's more about the issuer handpicking their investors rather than a question of investor appetite.
Okay, so speaking of handpicking those investors, what do we know about who's going to be underpinning this IPO?
Well, we have retail investors being allocated a tranche of 10% out of a total of 24.99% that is being offloaded. So the bulk of it is still going to institutional investors. Retail investors have, come up in droves in past IPOs. That is expected to continue given the strong earnings growth that Parkin has announced in their subscription memorandum today. They'll be keeping a close eye on what the share price valuations are, which is expected to be announced on the first day of the offer period, which is on the 5th of March, and of course the dividend policy. But all indications seem to be pointing towards record subscriptions.
What do you make of that 10% allocation for retail investors? Because we have seen the amount given to retail investors and the amount of interest from retail investors rising with each IPO.
Yeah, I think, for secondary market activity, for there to be broader depth in the secondary markets, you need the retail investor for any capital markets to mature. One of the things that Parkin has announced, which is increasingly becoming the norm, is the fact that there is going to be a market stabilizer, in other words, a market maker. In this case, it's X-Cube. So that's another healthy sign. But the increasing amounts of allocation being given to retail investors is a sign that there is appetite, and it's not only in the primary markets, it's coming into the secondary markets as well.
Oh, Richard Dean's heading down to the press conference for this announcement at 9:30 this morning. We're going to get more details there, I'm sure. The prospectus and details of what the plans are for Parkin to grow its revenues going forward. We have an interesting situation already, though, in that Sulik is moving into the parking space in malls. Do you see the two competing?
I don't know about competition, but I do know that from what Parkin has announced, that they're currently operating about 185,000 spots. There are 392,000 spots which they are not operating, and their focus will be to convert a part of that into parking, into paid parking, along with other initiatives that they have announced. Of course, the overarching theme is the population growth that they're looking at, but they have mentioned entering into agreements with developers, real estate developers, other operators. I think there will be a demarcation, but yes, Parkin's portfolio is expected to increase significantly in the coming years.
One of the things that I'm really interested to see in the small print of the initial legal announcement this morning, Samer, and it is very, very, very small print, is that one of the banks listed for subscriptions is WIO Bank, the digital bank. What does that tell us about who they expect their retail market to be and how that's shifting?
If you go back and look at Parkin itself, before you even go back to Dubai, Parkin was one of the first, I think, to announce paid parking through SMS features. I think they were the first in the world, I believe. Other digitalization methods that they have pioneered throughout the Middle East and in other parts of the world, which is now only being picked up in some parts of the U.S., is indicative of the company, the city's push towards digitalization, and it reflects a new type of investor mindset that everybody wants everything to be digital, and they're tapping into that.
Could it suggest a younger subscriber, a younger audience?
Absolutely, absolutely, for sure, without a doubt. And even with some of the other initial offerings that have come out, the secondary market activity has indicated a pickup from the younger investor. And I think that's what they're pushing for right now as well.
We've got 1 minute left with you, Sama. In general, we were speaking yesterday to property experts and economists about the UAE coming off the grey list and what that could mean for investment coming into the country. Could it mean we see more international institutional investment coming into our IPOs?
Without a doubt. I think unlike the property markets, capital markets are more a beneficiary of UAE's removal from the FATF list. I think you're going to see more activity not only in the primary markets but also in the secondary markets. The floor is expected to rise. That was one of the things that institutional investors had earlier expressed at least some concern about. But it was a given that the UAE was going to exit, and that is reflected in the performance of the capital markets in the last 6 months, in the last year, and is expected to for the year ahead.
Sameer Lakhani, the boss of Global Capital Partners, speaking to us this morning about that news that broke as we were sitting down to start this show, the fact that we do have a Parkin IPO.